This is Train for Trade Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
On today's show, I'm speaking to Ian, and Ian's joining us now. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Tom.
So, Ian, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
In fact, I was out of work. I'd been out of work for 6 months. I've been in the printing industry for most of my life, and I joined the course because I was out of work, and I felt I needed another skill under my belt.
So you're training to be an electrician. Have you always been interested in electrics then?
Not as such. As I say, I've always been in the printing industry all my life, so it was something that it came to me when I was looking for another skill to try and retrain on. It was tended to be either that or plumbing, and I plumbed for the electrician's course.
So you're on your practical training at the moment. How are you finding it?
It's good. It's much easier than the remote learning from home. Any practical training by actually doing things, it reinforces all the skills by actually doing it rather than reading up. So yeah, no, it's good.
You're on your second week of the practical training. Can you tell us what you've been doing in those 2 weeks and how you found it?
The first week that I did was in fact 14 months ago. So in that week we were building a lighting circuit and a ring final circuit. And this week we are basically testing those circuits with various test and safety and isolation procedures.
Have you got any tips or advice that you give to people who have also got full-time jobs and how to manage it around the course? What are your little tips you give to people?
I would say set aside a certain amount of time every week to actually go through the modules. If you keep saying to yourself, "Oh, I'll do that at the weekend," and the weekend comes and you've got other things to do, you'll never do it. So you need to be very regimented in the amount of learning you do each week. And even if you say, "I'll just do 10 minutes a night," that's fine. But don't leave it too long. You must keep going. Otherwise, you'll fall behind dramatically.
What are your plans then when you finish your course? Is it to become a full-time electrician, or are you planning to do half and half between your full-time job and being an electrician?
Once I've got the qualifications, I will probably continue to do my full-time job in the printing industry. However, the actual industry has been very depressed for a long time now, and I'm not sure how long I'll have my present job. If I was to lose that job and be made redundant, then I would look to make this electrician's course, make it a career of mine, and move on from there.
So, Ian, if you had to sum up then for us how you found your course, your practical training, and your whole experience with Train for Trade Skills so far, what would you say?
Yes, it's very positive. Anyone that is doing this course full time, it's a very good thing to do. Very positive.
That's great, Ian. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, not at all.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.